This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The Aquinnah-Wampanoag tribe surprised the state today by revealing that the federal government has recognized the tribe's right to develop a casino and poker rooms on the tribe's land on Martha's Vineyard. WBUR's Fred Tice is following the story, and he joins me in the studio. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Sasha.
Now, Fred, first of all, how soon does the tribe plan to open this gambling center on the vineyard?
The tribe's chairwoman, Cheryl Andrews-Maltese, says it will open a slots parlor in its community center in Aquinnah within months. She spoke to reporters in a conference call over a very bad phone connection from Washington.
As soon as we're able to, make a decision on who we're going to partner with, we'll be moving forward with the final conversion process from that building, from the shell that it is to our gaming facility. As far as how large we want to go, as we've said, we wanted to make sure that we're, consistent with the modesty that we believe should be there. And we want to make sure that we don't overbuild and not put too much of a debt burden on our community.
Now, Fred, this has been described today as a temporary facility. Does the tribe eventually plan to build something new just dedicated for this purpose?
Andrews-Maltese says once the revenue starts coming in, the tribe will convert the building to a community center and build a separate slots parlor and poker rooms. She says gambling will help people on the island who depend on tourism keep their jobs all year round.
Now, this is what the tribe wants to do and what the federal government says it can do. But on the vineyard, almost all development has to go through the Martha's Vineyard Commission. What does the tribe say about that?
Well, the chairwoman says that the tribe does not need the permission of the all-powerful Martha's Vineyard Commission to develop gambling. But she promised to keep the commission apprised. She also believes she can build support for the casino, which she says will include several hundred slot machines. The slot parlor, which she says will include several hundred slot machines, by sharing gambling revenues with the towns on the island.
You know, we can also help with other things that we've done in the past as far as helping with, donations towards the large capital investments that have taken place on the island and other things that that the towns have not been able to afford on their own.
And Andrews-Maltese says she sent Governor Patrick a letter asking to reopen negotiations for a full-blown casino on Martha's Vineyard.
Any response to the governor yet to that letter?
Patrick's response is adamant that the only tribe that he needs to negotiate with are the Mashpee Wampanoags.
There is a document where the Aquinnah have waived those rights. So we've been working with the Mashpee.
Now, an attorney for the Aquinnah says that if the governor refuses to negotiate, federal law allows the tribe to sue the state, and eventually the tribe could develop a casino without state approval. So what's reaction from lawmakers, if any?
Well, the reaction from the lawmakers is that Senate Majority Leader Stan Rosenberg, who's one of the architects of the state's gambling law, he calls the federal government's recognition of the Aquinnah's rights a development out of left field, basically.
It was our general understanding that based on legislation passed at the federal level quite a number of years ago, that the Aquinnah got land in trust, got special considerations in lieu of doing gaming on the vineyard.
Rosenberg says he's waiting for his staff to conclude its research to see what the latest decision means. But the decision of the Indian Gaming Commission says the tribe's rights to conduct gambling on their land trump the agreement that the tribe reached with the state. Even though that agreement was codified by Congress, the Indian Gaming Commission says that the federal law is trumped by the other federal law that gives the tribe the right to conduct gambling.
Well, Fred, to say the least, with the Caesars departure, the East Boston no vote, the Revere-only Suffolk Downs proposal, the gambling landscape in Massachusetts has gotten very messy and very uncertain.
Yes, and more players are coming to the table.
Exactly. That's WBUR's Fred Tice.